Transimin Shintazayan, but it's against the lotion of the Mahaba in the middle of Sif Aleph. Atzod Sifer Dreyer, if a person trapped a Sifer Dreyer, which is a small bird that is Dreyer, it does not. Wherever it finds itself, it feels free to do whatever it wants to do, and it's very hard to trap. It's a lemigdo, so he puts it into a box, into an orein, and therefore in that orein, that's called its trap. It's shehu nitzayin boy, and it is nitzayin in this migdo. So then we'll see he is chayiv. Ushor tziporim, but other birds, larger birds, pigeons, doves, utzbi, so then they are considered trapped, even they were put in larger areas, lebayis oy lebibo, shehem nitzoydem boy chayiv. Even they find themselves in larger areas, he's also chayiv. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Biba, this is the end of Sivkot and Beis. Biba mikri kalfifois amukofim legadlom shom. A biba is a large area which is surrounded with a fence. And so if he got a tzvi into this area, bilabayis, shehein nitzoidim boi. And this is a mokim that after they get into this area, they are captured there. Ushor tziporim utzvi. So now the Mishnah explains, litzkodim k'toni. A bird and a tzvi, even though both of them are considered trapped, if they were brought into a house, we shut the door, but there is a difference. Bibitzi porim behem bisha oifes einechayiv, ad sheyia habivo vahabayis mekoyrel, the area where they were brought in has a roof over it, vigam haleinoisov stumim, and the windows are closed. So therefore, if I bring in a bird, a larger bird, into such an area, that there's a ceiling and the windows are closed. Because if it wouldn't be closed, if there's no roof or the windows are open, so the tzipor is not considered captured by finding itself in this area because it can go out the window or over the walls. Ushol chayis, but other animals, afilu eine mekoyrem, even though there's no roof over it, vegam chaloinoisov pesuchim, and the windows are open, it is still called captured. Shehen nitzoidim, that means, but he said that by other birds and the deer, he is chayiv if by being in this area, they are considered captured. Lafuki, im habayis v'habivor godel.
What's it mean?
Habivor, Rashi says, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's a large area that's surrounded. Bivor mikri kapifiyos hamukofim that are surrounded by the wall, legadlom sham. It is an area, it is a fenced in area. What? No, it's a larger area, but it's a larger area that you brought a tzvi into it, but it's small enough. Yeah. Now, shehein nitzoidim, so one is chayiv, shehein nitzoidim, if this house or this bivol is small enough that when they enter it, they're captured. La'afuki. Im habayis v'habivor godol. But if it is a large house, the large beaver, Shain Yechoilim Litovsoi Bishchia Achas, one is not capable of capturing it, Chaino Beritza Achas, with one Ritza. So then, Eletoich Linotesh Koidem Shiyagiyenu, he has to rest, we'll explain this, before he'll get the animal. Then, even though the area is covered and there's the windows are closed, but if the area is so large that with one ritza he will not be able to capture it, so it's not considered that it was captured as yet. So if someone else comes into this house and he grabs it, so he's called the tzad, and the first one is not called the tzad. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little on what we're saying here. In Chut Shoni, from Nagain Reb Nissen Karelitz, he says like this. The Mishneh Berura said, Bishchiya Achas, Beritza Achas. So he says that means as follows, that the area is small enough. That means when he brought a deer, let's say, into this room. There's a deer in this room. Now, I open up the door. Now, Fashtate says that the deer won't come over to me and give me Shalom Aleichem. The deer is going to run away. So now, if with one pu'ula, I can chase the deer and catch him, that means that it's in this room and he has no place where to go. So with one pu'ula, I can chase him. Without doing, and I can get a hold of him, so it is considered he is captured before I did anything. Just bringing him into this room, which with one pu'ula I can have him, so it is called he's captured already. So he, the one who opened up the door and encouraged him to go in and shut the door, he's the tzad, he's chayiv. A second person will come in and he'll go over and he'll run and he'll catch him. He's not chayiv because he captured something which is already captured. He did something. It's gone from Kronish. He didn't do a mitzvah tzeder. He captured something that was captured already. Just like there's a din named Bishul Acha Bishul. It's cooked already, so there's ain't tzeder. If he's trapped already, he's trapped. So now he got a hold of him. Now, Rav Nissen Karelitz tells a very interesting shaila. Now he says, this din is, we're describing the mocking. That means he brought this tzipor or the tzvi into a bayis. Shehem nitzoidim boy. That means in this room they are nitzed. That means if someone will come into the room with one pu'ule, he can catch him. He doesn't need more tachbuloi to catch him. That means, let's say, if the tzvi would be downstairs in the shul, so I'll start running and does allow him to make a wall with the shtenders or with the tables. That means with one pu'ule, he's not caught. So that's called, so then it's also midarabono. But if one pu'ule, he is caught, that's called a tznitzid minatoya. So he says as follows. How are we done this shaila? He says like this. If I brought him into a room, which an adam beinani, and a normal person, he's not too strong, he's not too weak, who knows how to capture, that means someone who sees a deer, he runs away from the deer, so that he's in the room doesn't mean anything. But we see someone, another Benini, who has Koiches of a Beinoni, if an Adam Beinoni would be capable to capture this Tzvi in this room with one Kohen, so it's called these traps already. That means even though the one who shut the door is not an Adam Beinoni, he's a weakling and he's scared of the Tzvi, but by shutting the door, he put him in a place that an Adam Beinoni could now catch him, so it's called he's chayav. He clears a shaila, what will the din be if, let's say, another Beinoni couldn't catch him? The area is so big, but the person who put him in is a gibber and a gadol. He could capture him with one pole. So even though mitzad the mocking you are done, he says that to mitzad the mocking you are done, if another Beinoni could catch him, but I'll kapon him from the pool of another Godel, put him into a larger area, and this Adam Godel would be able to catch him with one pool, it could be this Adam Godel will also be chayiv. Fine. So now we know the translation of the Mechaba, that Sha'ol Siporim Usvi Lebayis Oilebivo Shehem Nitzoydemoy. That means by finding themselves in this area, a person, another Beni, who would go in and shake them, would catch them without extra tachbulis. Chayim. So for shutting the door, is chayim. V'meinoi nitza the boy. But what is if he brought him into an area, let's say downstairs in the basement, so a big area, he brought him into the basement and he shut the door. And by coming into the basement with one pa'ula, I would not be able to catch him. I have to do a few tachbulas till I'll be able to catch him. V'meinai nitzit boi potter, so he's potter from a hatos avolosa. It's also midarabono. Okay. So now let us see further the Mishnah another action. That means one action is not sufficient to go and chase him. I won't get him. I'll have to do a whole bunch of things. He has to pile tables and make a machine. So that's cool. So the Moki Mitzadatsmoy did not trap him. So then it's only Yosemi the Rabbonin. Yeah, Ba'ayin Lekamon. B'mishna brusiv kotn lunches. Hashoyle dog min hayom. A person went and took out a fish that was swimming in the yam. The seifel shalmayim into a bucket of water. Chayiv, so he's chayiv. That means even though he's swimming around now in this bucket, but he's trapped already. David said, Abel, im ha-kogoi ve-ivrichoi le-soich breichas mayim, but what if the dog was in the yam? And in the yam, he's just in the matzav of being captured. And he went and he was mavriach him to leave this yam and to go to a pond. L'soich breichas mayim. Not a seifel shomayim. A seifel shomayim is a keli. So if he's in this keli, he's trapped. But I took him out of the yam and I brought him into a breichas mayim. L'yhavi teidus. That's not called the reisen that can say this. A person captured an ari. That means he got a hold of the mane of the ari and he's holding the ari. Ain't chayiv, because the ri gives one look at him and he's holding it. He'll just go and run away. Let's be happy he doesn't take along his hand with him. But I'll kapon him. Unless he brings him into a cage that he's that he's trapped in, then that's called Yischaye Bayanari. God, the Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, he says, if you have a very weak person and he captured a deer, I mean, he's held on to the deer, so he says, the deer's gonna, that's called he captured him, even though he's holding on to the deer, and he's a weak person, so the deer can run away from him, so holding him is nothing. By a person, I don't know if there's an insane, if that's called the Minay Nitzit, I don't know. About a person, I don't know yet. The present time, I don't know. So he's Baal Cain. Tzipor Dreyer. Now let's talk about, so at Tzipor Dreyer we said that the Reis Adikim Seder is only accomplished if he got him into a Migdol, which is a type of a box, or an Oren. Then it's called his capture. He got him into a house. Now this Tzipor Dreyer in the house is not considered capture. He'll fly around from corner to corner. So Baal Cain, Tzipor Dreyer Shenichnas Lebayis Derech HaPesach Oyachaloin. Now, what happens if a small sparrow entered the house? The door was open. The window was open. Af al gav she'enoi nitzayt shom, he is not considered captured min ha-toyrim, mikol mokem osa liskoy ha-pesach v'chaloyim. But vidarabonon is called, that means that would have bringing him in a mokem, which it is, he's closer to, he's not captured it yet, but he's... he's in a matzav that's closer to become captured, which is at Seder Derabonim. So therefore, if this sparrow, this small bird, came into the house, the window was open. So also Liska Rapesach Vachaloin. Now, so Kozman, the door is, the window is open, you can fly back. But if I'm going to shut the window and the door, so now I'm making a Seder Derabonim, which is awesome. He says, but let's speak about that it's very cold outside. Okay, let's speak about cold. It's cold outside. They opened up the window for some reason, and the sparrow flew in. Now, if I'm going to leave the window open the whole Shabbos, I was in catching cold. It's cold. It's the winter. It's cold outside. If I'm going to shut the window, so I'm trapping this bird. So what do you do? Because of a chayodom, the mutter lino is permitted to shut the window. Im ein kavanosai, if his intent is, rak lahatzel min hakel. His sole intent is, he doesn't want to bring in the cold air. Ve'enoi roitze klal b'tzides ha-tzipar. He b'chlal does not want to capture this bird. He's shutting the window, so he's not mechaven l'tzido. He's shutting the window because it's cold. Is given that ain boy, so now he makes a whole cheshbon the chayodom. Given that ain boy tzeidah mideraisa, there's no tzeidah min ha-toyrah. That means a small bird in a room in a house is not a tzeidah deraisa. But it's a psikreshe. That means I'm going to shut the window because I'm cold. I'm not having to trap the tzipor, but lemaise, if I shut the window, he'll be trapped. It's atzeder derabonim. The av al gav the haver psikreshe b'derabonim. It is mutter. So here the Tzais HaShulchan explains the reason for this etter is we have a large amount of reasons why this is mutter. Number one, it's a tzeder derabonim. Number two, it's a psikereshe deloy nichele. He doesn't want the bird for it, and he would prefer the bird to go out. A psikereshe deloy nichele. And number three, it's bemokim tal. So we have these three factors. Tatsayde the rabbonon, a psikereshe deloy nichele, and he has tal, so then he's permitted to close the window. Avol, well, just one second, Avol Bishal Chayavoy. What is, if we'll have the same situation by Ashar Chayavoy, a tzvi, it's the winter, and a tzvi came into the house, or a pigeon came into the house, which this is a tzeda d'oraisa. If he's going to shut the window, this is a tzeda d'oraisa. The shayach by tzeda d'oraisa b'bayis. Also, afal gav she'eini mechaven klal. He has no intent whatsoever to trap the bird or the tzvi, the have a psikreshe. It's a psikreshe in a deraisa. That means this is a malachi deraisa. I brought a tzvi into a room. Now, I didn't bring him. He entered the room, but now I want to shut the door because it's freezing inside. So this is, but a tzvi in this room is a deraisa. That means, because I can catch him b'shchiyah achas with one ritza. So even though I don't want him in, but a psikreisha and a deraisa, so you have to, even though it's cold, there's no heta of tzar by psikreisha deraisa. And the ktsoisa shulcham is medayik from the chayodam amurdik echidish. He's medayik that what is, if it's a tremendous room, so by a tzvi, it's also a rabbonim. But here he said the won't be mekel. That means a tzvi in a room sometimes is a deraisa, if the room is such a size. Sometimes it's a rabbonim, if the room is much larger. So we can differentiate and say, well, this room, you're not allowed to. This room, you're allowed to. This they weren't matter. They were only matter by a sparrow, but whatever size the room is, it's nicha atzeda derabonim. So therefore, there they were matter, and there's a mokis of some sikresha, the lay nisalay, and the mokim tzad, there they were matter. There it's zicha derabonim. But if we're speaking about that a pigeon or a dove came into a room, and now we have to start being done each room, this room is a derait, and this room is a derabonim, here they never were makel, and then they were
zicha derabonim.
What do you mean? Because of the shadow, it will be yours, sir.
Yeah, well, what about the
people? What? For the people, it's mutter because it's another thing. No, so it's us, sir. It's us, sir. Sure. He's making a double tzed, and the tzed of the tzipa is the sharif, is the reis. Yeah?
Taking a side
of we're not talking about that. With the test,
you're speaking about
that, so destroy it. That's 100%. But to strap it to get it out, that's no good.
What good?
That's, I'm strapping it. That means that's doing a malocha de raisa. It's all here to have said moment. So that's the price Hashem Shabbos has to pay. Just like he didn't go to his job this Shabbos. Yeah, but that's the problem.
So that's what shop now.
Okay. Now, see, base. Atzod Shvi Yoshon Isuma Chayev. That means a person. Let's go to the second halacha, then we'll come back to the first halacha. Chigel oichayla oizokein potel. That means like this. So let's speak about the second halacha first. That there was a tzvi, there was a chigel. He couldn't, his foot was sleeping. Okay. Chigel oichayla oizokein. So let's talk about this. There was a sick tzvi. That means that, I don't have to do too much to the kitchen. He's sick. He's sick, or he's old, or he's a chigel. He limps. He can't run. And I trapped him. So min ha-toyre, I was not over the Isser Seder, because he's considered nitzoid v'oymed. He's trapped already. I trapped him, big deal. I trapped the deer, big deal. The deer couldn't run, so you went and I'm holding on to the deer. That's not called you trapped the deer. So therefore, so this, it's also min ha-rabbonon, min ha-toyre, he was. It's not because he was able to say that. But what if you had a Tzvi Yoshon? He's sleeping. The Tzvi is sleeping. So my male is sleeping. So I go over to him and I trap him. That's then he's chayim min ha-toyre. Because the Teva, or he's blind. Because the Teva of a Tzvi is that when he feels someone getting close to him and touching him, he's going to run away. So if Lemaisa, I captured him, it's called I captured him. That's, he's not called Nitzayd Va'oimed. You captured him. So that's the Mechaba. I saw Tzvi Yoshin Esume Chayim. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Hatzot Tzvi, who adin sharminim, lav davka a Tzvi that is sleeping, as soon as he gets close to him, he's going to dash away. Other minim are also like this. Ken kosubi le'irabe v'ayin b'bir alochim. Yoshon oisumem. Dahani dalkom. The minute they feel that a person is getting close to them, they're going to dash away. So if he hopped them, so it's called, he made a mice and say them. Malkang said, Sodoi, having said the mamish. Masha enkein bechiber uch tesabosei. But if you have a deer that is limping, she'ein yecholim lishomet, they can't go away, they can't run away. Va'afilu imachiga yochel lahalich tzas, even the limping deer can walk a little bit, he can hobble a little bit, hobble upon him, yochel lagiye mishtiachas, but he'll just chase him with one pull, and he'll catch him. So we consider min ha-toyre, they are already trapped. So you're not chayiv. Oizokein, v'hu adin cotton. If you have a baby deer, Rambam b'renisa b'irishalmi v'kotten mikrei koidim sheyochel loretz, it seems. A baby deer, the minute it's born, he's not born, that he's not capable of running. Can't cross out a museum. I don't know. The yes, he was able to run. But Abel also, this is also midarabonam. So this is also midarabonam, but that's him, it's called Nitzoyin Me'elos. Now, there's a meiridike machloikis that the Yerusha brings down between Shlomo Zalman and this Abliyashiv, Rav Nosson Karelitz. What is the din? We have over here, you have a chiger. You have a chiger, it's limping, it's sick. So it's called Nitzay Me'elov. It's captured already. Some Me'elov. Not chayiv, it's only also midarabonim. What if you capture a snail? A snail who goes very slowly. Or another animal that goes very slowly. And I capture it. I capture it. Okay. So the shaila is this called Nitzayin Va'imed? Is this all an accident? A big deal. And to walk so slowly. So it should be equivalent to a sneeze. Okay, that's just a sneeze walking can run. So this snail also can't run. So there's a machlokes. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, Yitake Roda. He says it's mutter. He says it's mutter because the whole concept of Seder does not apply by a snail. Or a turtle. So my mele, it doesn't apply because the trap before you start. So he holds it's even mutter. They bring down a Rabbeinu Yeruchim that says could be Yochayev. And Rav Nissen Kerels and Rabbi Yashiv explain as follows. The concept of Seder is that I took away the freedom of the Dover Hanitzer. I took away the freedom of the Dover Hanitzer. So you're done each mean b'fnei atzmai. You're done each mean b'fnei atzmai. That means as follows. That means by a tzvi. So a normal tzvi, the seder to take away the freedom of a tzvi, you have to capture him. If that's the tchuna of a tzvi runs away, you have to capture him. If somehow, because of he became a zokein or he's a choyle, the tzvi, one does not need, there are no difficulties involved to capture this tzvi. So it's called this tzvi, which is a mean, which normally you have to capture him. So this mean is called, it's captured already. Because the koyach of briche that this mean had is taken away from us. So it's called, he was captured already. But this is a mean that loses its freedom only when you capture it. A turtle or a snail, so his freedom is, whatever his freedom is, he walks very slow. That's Malamaita, that is his freedom. So by trapping him, that's called you're taking away his freedom. So Mamela, they hold that it is also. That is, so Mamela, there's a Shaila. There's an Issa Tzedem, there's not an Issa Tzedem by such a mean who, Mitzad the etzem mean it is very easy to take away his freedom. Is that called a tzeder or is that called tzeder?
Yeah.
A morph is
it?
Yeah, now what is Shiloh? It's not so easy to capture a morph. It's easy.
Yeah.
They shouldn't enter the house.
I agree, I don't want to be in the house. I'm saying the open and
a bug flies in the house.
Right. Okay.
Now it's in the house. You want it in the house, not in the sukkah.
If you want it in the house, you don't want it in the house.
So she should open that door. So why are you shutting the windows? Shutting the window.
Be quiet.
So you're shutting the window that they shouldn't come in.
But you already have one in the house.
I have one in the house. So this mistama, this is the din of the chayyot. No, this is the chayyot's case. A bee is not I think so. That's so easy to get to me. So this should be lecheret and could be entertained. The rabbanon could be this. Aim beneath the whole hands of the. Well, hey, I mean, that's the sin. It's for mocking tzah. I'm doing it for mocking tzah. I'm sick, I should have learned you, like. And it's at the Rabbon and the Kitzayda now. So, well, hey, if that's the case, so then it should be mutter. He's closing the window that the other bee shouldn't come in. Okay, we'll have to learn a little more about that. Here this stock, okay, we have to learn a little more about that. It matters if it's a fear, if it's a real... okay, we'll have to learn a little more about that. Right, though. Okay, so we have a sick deer. So it's also me the Rabbonah, this potter, I'm a loss of Balkane. Jemaisi lefomim al neves chayla monachas al aderech. A person is going on a derech and he sees a sick rabbit, and he's looking for a rabbit. He needs a new shleimel, and he was looking high and low. The mamish has doshet lo this. He sees this al neves chayla monachas al aderech. He can't move. So Mamele, this is Mamish. Also, Likacha Yisa, David Seda, Midarabonam, V'yesh Oimrim, the Chayiv. The Yesh Oimrim is a Shaila, what Chayla means. If Chayla means it was sick, or Chayla means it was exhausted, there's a whole Biraloch about it. We won't get it by the Biraloch. Or Belavo, he also Likacha Yisa, Mishamukse, it's Mukse. Now, let us go further. Potter, Hamishase Kelev Achar Chaye Mishabes. He has a dog, let's say a hunting dog, and he convinces the dog to chase after this Chaye Mishabes. Chavi Seda. One. We're talking about this and Seder at the present time. Havi Seder. Kolboi, it's Seder. V'yesh oimrim da'af v'chel osa lotzoin beklovim mishom moishad leitem. That means this pastime of hunting is, that means like this, if he's doing it for a panos, he's a hunter by profession, and he is into something else. But if he does it as a pastime, this is a Moshe Leitzin. Okay, now we're going to see Chidushim Ovi. Havi Tzeda, this is called Tzeda. Hainu im loy osa ba'atzmoy maise klau. He didn't do anything. He got the dog to chabat is chaye, and that's exactly what the dog did. Rak, Barmesh, what did he do? She shiso esa kelev. He raced on the kelev that the kelev should chase this chaye, the kelev tfosai, avirak tseido midarabono. This is called a tseido midarabon. Vim also ba'atzmoi gamkein maise lozet. But if he assisted in some way, we're going to see more of the Kechidushim, he assisted in some way the caliph. Keep going. Now he says two cases. That means he wanted to catch this tzvi in Shabbos, but he's going to start chasing the tzvi. It's there's nothing left to talk about. So he had his dog chase him. כגון שבורח עצמי מן הכלב. And the kelp was doing a good job. He couldn't catch the tree, but he's running around and around. V'hoyo oye v'yogeya. Now the tree already is tired. The dog did a good job, and he's panting already the tree. Fine. V'hoyo huroi defachom. Now you have already a exhausted tree. Now he decided, now he can enter the hunting experience. V'yohu roidefachov, she's chasing him a little more, and this enables the kelev to happen. That means the kelev did the first stage of the hunting. He made him oyev yogeya. Then the person started chasing him, and he got him more or less cornered, and then the kelev chapped him. Now, let us just think for 1 minute. If you would ask us, is this a tzeda d'oraisa? So one could say, if one would be perhaps a shtickle lamdan, he would say, well, what did he do already? He started off with angering his dog, convincing the dog, no, ain't shlichus l'klovim, it's shlichus dvarav. Anyway, there's no shaila about it. Now what the dog did, it's not, I wouldn't talk about it, very good. So what the dog did, that's not it, that's the dog. Fine. Then later he started chasing the dog, accomplish something. Now he lent a hand and started chasing the tzvi. But also he didn't do anything. He chased him. He helped him a little bit more. And now the dog was able to pounce on the tzvi and he got him. So the din is, this is a tzeda d'oraisa. We'll see soon. Vafilu, Vafilu, he didn't even chase him. Rak omad befonov viv hiloi. That means the dog was chasing him, and all of a sudden he stood in front of the deer, and he scared the deer. And the deer got scared, and because the deer got scared, so the dog, he stopped running for a minute, so the dog was able to pounce on him. Ad shegia akela utfosai, avigam kein toldo detseida umachayiv. Why? So what's with our alumnus? But what did he do? That's how you capture an animal. That means that's how it is done. So if there was, so Lemaisa the Mishabur is saying like this, that's what the Ramah said. If I angered the dog, or I convinced the dog to chase and flee, the dog did everything. I didn't do anything. The cold boy says, Avi Tzeide, that's a Tzeide de Rabbonam. That's a Tzeide, it's not a Tzeide de Raisis. Because there was no Hishtatzes Shal Maisei Ha'odom in this Pula. But if he was Mishtatzes in some way, he says, that is Derech Tzeide. And the Sharetzin, Tzeichen Su, the Gemara says in Baba Kamem, Hazoyre v'ruach misayata ichayim. That means a person threw it in the air, and the wind separated the psalas from the kernels, and now it fell down, and now it separated, so he's chayim. Lamaise, he didn't do it. He just put it, but that's the Seda of Melechus Zoyrim. So this is the Seda of Melechus Seda. Now, let us mention three halachas. One halachim, there's a whole shailam. What'll be if it's his dog? To see chayiv al shvisas b'hemtoi. That means it's my behem, I'm a chuyiv to be shavis. I raced on my dog, and the dog is chasing him. So am I chayiv al shvisas b'hemtoi. So they say that this is not called shvisas b'hemtoi. I only convinced the dog to chase him, but now that the dog is chasing him, the dog is doing it lahanosoi. He enjoys this. This is so lemaisa, he's not doing it Shri says them to me, she's doing the malacha for me. Here I just convinced them to do it. Rav Nissen Karelin says, Amir Nikahidish, he says, what if you have a, in the room, you have a mouse, the door is shut. I have a cat in this room. I open up the door, and the cat goes in by itself, and here's an Einim Shabbos. So there's no Shiloh whatsoever. And then what did I do? I just opened the door that the cat is able to go in, but Lamaita, the cat is doing it la'anosoi. I also have a no, but that's irrelevant. But upon them, so he says, this is mutter. That's one thing. He says it's mutter. Now, one more thing. If twice was a mouse was in the trap, the cat is here, and you open up the trap, and that is us, it could be. That is us. That's called your mice. But just letting the cat into the room, and the cat... No, it's nothing. He says it's not Shvisa Bam. It's not saying that because the cat is losing it. There could be Al-Fakilis Nashomi wants to say. It could be the cat. I bring the mouse into the cat's mouth, more or less. That's called Al-Fakilis Nashomi. Now, there's a very interesting... The Bir Aloche clears a shayla. We just said that if a tzvi is, let's say, exhausted, it's nitzit vaimit, and I capture it, so there's no tzedek d'oraisa, because minat Torah it's captured already. So the Bir Aloche clears a shayla, what is the aloche minat Torah? If I chase, let's say, a tzvi, and I make it, I make it that it's exhausted. Now the tzvi can't run. So halachically, it's called nitzit voimit. So I'm not, but I didn't do anything else. I'm not going to touch the tzvi on Shabbos, it's muktzah, but was I over an iser d'oraisa by making it nitzit voimit? It's called Nitzit Boimit already. So my Oivan Issa D'Raisa, or maybe not. Well, that's not called the Tzedah. If it's called Nitzit Boimit, so my Mele, by making it exhausted, it's called I was Tzavah V'Tzvi. Or maybe it's not Derech Tzedah B'Kach, that Nechseich Lidlo Achesh and Sodoy Lechnisa L'Mokim Mishuma, just that I made it Nitzit. So Rabbi Yashim says, there's a certain type of a spray, you spray a bee, so the spray accomplishes that the wings of the bee get stuck together, they can't fly away. So, but that's the bee's alive and does, but, okay, so he says, so if this is a trade of the arises, totally in this bir aloch eshaylen, and totally in this bir aloch eshaylen. One more case, he says something very interesting. He says there was a cockroach in the house, and the wife was petrified. And she tells her husband he should get it on a keli, and he should take out the keli. Not when they kill the cockroach, just get it on the dust and take it outside. So Rabbi Yashiv says, this is mutter. He says, number one, the same b'mina nitzah, this is a tzedek d'rabbanan, and not all minim, there's certain minim that they're not oimed to be nitzah. So it's a tzedek d'rabbanan, it's b'mokim tzav, his wife is petrified, so if he can get it on the paper and take it out of the house or something, he's man, his wife, and it's not called, and it's Mokim Tzar, it's a Tzedek on the Mokim Tzar. And he says, Al Tzmukse, it's not called Mukse, it's called a Graf Shalrei. Okay. Yeah, it's a Graf Shalrei, it's a double most that some male.